Hi, I'm Hridaya Patel and I'm the interviewer. Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project on the 20th September, 7:35 p.m.?
Yes, I, Ferris Anand, give my consent as the interviewee to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project.
All right. So my first question for you is, how has COVID-19 impacted your life and what has changed for you during these times?
So for me personally, COVID actually probably impacted my life a lot. Obviously, my junior and senior year was kind of cut short a little bit. I wasn't really able to do a lot of stuff with lacrosse, and there were some travel plans that I had lined up for the summer that, of course, got canceled. And honestly, like, a lot has changed for me personally. I know that I'm going to be a lot more safe when I'm in public, even when COVID is gone. I'm going to be washing my hands and all that more often, and I honestly might start wearing masks in like very crowded places once this is all over, just because it's honestly, like, it doesn't hurt me and it's safer for me in the long term.
All right. Since you mentioned all these activities, how has COVID-19 affected your mental health, if it did at all?
For me personally, I don't know if I would say it really affected my mental health that severely. I would say for sure that I was a little upset at points, for sure that I was missing out on some stuff. But I don't think I was ever really, I don't think it really ever took that big of a toll on my mental health, which is good because I know a lot of people did have a lot of issues with it. So I'm really grateful that I was able to handle it pretty well without too much stress.
All right. What was your routine like and how did you cope with school?
My routine once COVID hit wasn't terribly different. I mean, I was still waking up and, or not going to school, but doing school through Zoom every day. And I mean, the only thing that really changed was I wasn't able to play lacrosse anymore, which was for me a really big bummer because that's one of the things that I always used to do to, like, release some stress. And with COVID, I wasn't really able to do that. But with school, it was all right. I mean, obviously, I wasn't a huge fan of online learning through Zoom and all that. But luckily, my school was small enough to the point where for my senior year, we were able to go back in person for the majority of the year, at least. There were parts where we were online. But going back in person for my senior year was definitely, like, huge, because if I wasn't able to, I don't know what would have happened, honestly.
All right. How often did you meet people and how did you connect with these people during these times?
So when it first hit, my parents are both doctors, and so they were very, very cautious. They wouldn't really let me do much of anything, if at all. And really all I was able to do for several months, I was only able to meet up with two of my other friends who also were being super, super safe. We never went inside each other's houses. We were always just, like, outside going on walks, camping or whatever, whatnot. And the thing is, we still, like, maintained social distancing and everything, because at that point it was still super early and we didn't really know much. But then once school started kicking back in and my parents got their vaccines, I was able to start doing a little more, which was good for sure.
All right. Would you have liked the lockdown to be longer or shorter, and why?
I mean, in reality, probably longer, just so that COVID didn't spread as bad and didn't, like, wasn't as bad. But I mean, for me, like, if I wanted to have fun, obviously shorter, because if it was shorter, I would have been able to go out more. But in the general scheme of things, I would definitely want it to be longer, just because I saw how a lot of places were cutting down the lockdown, and then it went south pretty quickly for those places.
All right, thank you.
And now I, Ferris Anand, will be interviewing
Hridaya Patel.
Do you give your consent?
Yes.
Okay, so my first question is, where were you when you first heard about the lockdown orders?
So I stay and live in India, and I come from the west part of India, Ahmedabad. And so I heard about the lockdown with my parents on the news, and it was pretty shocking to know that we had to stay for at least a week at home. I didn't really know that it would keep extending for this long. So yeah, I was at home with my family and we were all just discussing stuff about the lockdown and COVID-19.
So you kind of touched us on a little bit, but what were your first feelings about having to stay at home for such a long time?
So basically, I was really happy because I'd have to go to college soon and I wanted to spend time with my family because I hadn't been doing that a lot because of school. So I thought it would be good, but then they imposed a curfew and stuff like that in India. And because of that, I wasn't able to meet my friends, which really affected me. And it just really got bad because the only people I was seeing was my parents, which was a good point, but then I got tired of my routine. And yeah, so I had mixed feelings.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. Were you hopeful at all that things were going to end fast, or did you kind of have a feeling that this was going to be kind of a long-term issue?
So basically, initially I thought that it would like get done in a month or so, but then I didn't really have hopes because it kept extending. But I hoped it end fast because I had a lot of activities piled up, and because it was my senior year, I really wanted to spend time with my friends and spend time at school doing things I like.
Yeah, makes sense. And then what were some of the things and like different events that got canceled because of COVID?
So my school was online all through the year except for my graduation, and we had a sports day. So only these two events were offline, but there was a prom which we skipped because of this, and there were like in-person classes, activities, labs, many trips together as a class and stuff which I skipped.
And then finally, in what ways has your life changed overall because of COVID?
I think I've been more cautious about my health, and it just is at the back of my mind that I have to take care and sanitize after everything I do and everywhere I touch. And I think it's also made me more tech savvy, I guess, because technology has been something I've been going to whenever I need something, because it's been most handy these days and convenient, I guess.
Yeah, totally fair. Well, thank you. And that concludes our interview.
Thank you.